So generally, there are a few types of cases, takings. There's takings in fee simple, and what we're talking about there is highways, roadways, fire stations, schools, universities, things of a public nature, things of a public necessity. There are full takings where they take the entire property, or there's also partial takings. So if a roadway expands to just, 50 feet inside of a property, the question is what's the value before and what's the impact of that taking? The thing we're going to talk about most today is the easements. And what we're talking about there is pipelines and power lines, inundation easements for water, drainage easements, things of that nature. These are only possessory issues where if you think about the bundle of sticks, the property rights, the bundle of sticks, they're only taking a few of the sticks out and they're leaving you with the rest of it. And the question is well, what's the value of the land before and what's the value afterwards and damages to the remainder? Landowners are entitled under Texas law to adequate compensation. Adequate compensation is in the Texas Constitution. The federal constitution says just, so we like to say just and adequate compensation. So compensation in power line and pipeline cases. What we're talking about here, at least on the new thoughts, are utility corridors and remainder damages on large properties and some novel approaches to valuation. In condemnation, the fight is about value. That's what you're fighting about. You're fighting about the value of the land before and after, and you're fighting about the impact to the value of the land as a result of the taking. And the standard is a willing buyer, willing seller standard.